fest. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Io's house
in the middle of our street.
Io's house
in the middle of our
street. Owl's House, episode 5. It's been a week since we did our Twitter spaces and our last podcast episode. This week, you just got me and Rocco. Rocco, what's up?
What's going on, buddy? We got our other boys in timeout today. So
they are, yeah. The Jersey boys are in the corner in the dunce hat. But yeah, no Jack this week, no Greeny this week, just two of us. Wanted to do a quick one just because it's Thursday, and by the time you're listening to this, it'll be Friday. Wanted to get something out this week. We'll do another episode next week. Don't know when we're going to do the next Twitter spaces, but I thought the Twitter spaces went pretty good.
Really well. And it was fun to talk to everyone again. And it was kind of back to our roots. And we love chatting with all of you. So
we do. Yeah, it's fun. So if you're a Twitter spaces regular, thank you. If you're listening to this, thank you. If you're not a Twitter spaces regular and you're listening to this, stay tuned. It's fun. We get everyone involved. It's like a little New York sports talk radio.
It's legit like a throw, like it's Francesa and Mad Dog if it was Islanders. Mm-hmm. It's essentially what I would equate our spaces to.
Yeah, like if Steve Summers back in the day had an overnight partner, you know?
Exactly.
So let's talk Islanders. So why don't we get into, because I don't know when the last time we recorded in terms of injury updates, player updates. I feel like the People's Insider should take a lap here. On some of the news. So the Barzal injury, I don't know if I ever specified what it was.
We've spoken about it, I don't think, on Twitter.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, there's always the fear that I'm going to wake up one day and there's going to be a black car sitting outside my house with Lou Lamoriello in the back seat. I'll say this. It's upper body, not concussion.
On Barzal.
Not a concussion. It's not a shoulder or anything like that, but it is upper body. I'll leave it at that. Riley injury. Everyone knows concussion. When we're going to see him back, I do not know. I've heard that he's progressing quicker than I think a lot of people expected, given exactly how concussed he was.
That was scary. Anytime a stretcher comes on the ice. Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah. So some positive news there. I don't think he'll be – does the NHL even have, like, an official protocol?
I don't think so. It's just the protocol. Yeah. Like, the spotters is the only protocol they have, yeah. I think.
So I think he'll be back quicker than people expect. Romanov, I'm expecting back very shortly.
Possibly next game, correct?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know for sure. It seems – like, I don't know. It feels like with how banged up the team was, I'm more a fan of, and this is just me talking personally, I'm more of a fan of how they're handling it presently. Like, I'd rather a healthy Romanov out there than banged up. And we don't know the severity of the injury and we don't know how long he's going to be fighting through something. But I always prefer if we can resting the players till they're healthy. And it's very obvious that he had come back trying to play through it. But I'm told he'll be back in the near future, in the very, very near future. Who else is there on the injury front to discuss? Pelech, everyone knows about. I think they publicized it. Broken jaw. He'll be out a while. I'm thinking, hoping that we'll get Pelech and Barzal back before the end of this year.
Yep. End of December-ish.
Yeah, end of December-ish.
A little Christmas presents.
We hope.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I'm not going to give myself a pat on the back for that because I didn't exactly break the exact stuff in real time, just sort of the expectation and the timeline. But your boy was first on Isaiah George, the Isaiah George call up.
You were 100%. And let's get right into Isaiah George, honestly, because I'm very, very impressed.
Yeah.
I always liked him as a prospect. And shout out Phil, because it's probably a lot to do with Phil and him hyping him up.
No.
You got to give Phil a little credit here. I know he listens to us. And
yeah, listen, I love Phil. Phil knows that I love Phil.
Isaiah George stan. Let's give it to him.
Phil's like, just the stan.
just a stand, but like we all have our specific guys that
yeah.
Maybe it's not 100% because how good they are. There's a, like me with Maggio. Everyone knows why I love Maggio and want him to do great.
Because he's the Italian American.
Yeah, we need a couple more. I mean, we need a couple more.
Tommy DeVito is enough.
No, that's football. Totally different story. Look at Palmieri right now. He could use another.
Listen, for every Palmieri, there's a Tony D'Angelo. But whatever, go on.
Well, all right. Yeah. But anyway, back to Isaiah George. I mean, he skates really well. Really impressed with his strength. And the most surprising thing to me, honestly, is how confident Wah is in him already. I forget the exact number, but they showed it on the screen towards the end of the game. It was like 23, 24 time on ice.
That's impressive. And what did he get first game? It was like 15. He was like 15, 16 game one.
Yeah, very, very sheltered. And I believe he was with Dobson most of the night. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Tonight, yes. Yes. I did see a couple Dobson Hutton shifts, but primarily mm-hmm. he was with Dobson. I think that was the plan. I mean, that's how they practiced or that's how they took their morning skate. Mm-hmm. But I agree with everything that you said. I think as it pertains to the prospects, I tend to be very bearish on the Islanders prospects because again, every fan base hypes their prospects. And it has been a very long time since the Islanders have had someone come up through the system and be like as good as the expectations were. I mean, I think Barzal exceeded expectations, but he didn't come up through the system in the traditional way because he wasn't a Bridgeport guy.
Right.
You know, so it's been a while, and I think we've seen we still have our fair share of disappointments on the roster between Wahlstrom and Holmstrom, the Strums. But
yep, the Swedes.
The Swedes. Very, very pleasantly surprised with Isaiah George. I agree with your assessment. Incredible skater. I like the strength. And to me, one of the things that really stood out to me, and I could just be sort of, I don't know, too positive right now. I like when you watch him skate with the puck, his head is always up.
Quick pass. Keep it simple.
He's always
not
looking
too
for the,
cute.
Yeah, he's always looking for the next move. He's thinking two steps ahead. I really like what I'm seeing. And for the stuff that we discussed in the last episode about Bridgeport and all the criticisms with Bridgeport, listen, if they're going to be a dumpster fire, keep the kid up. If he is going to be as good as he's been the first two games, I would much rather have Patrick Waugh develop him than have him take the chance that he gets ruined in Bridgeport.
And I think the difference, too, with a defenseman, I think there is value in just being the seventh defense. Like, let's say everyone comes back healthy. There is value in just keeping him as the seventh defenseman, in my opinion, because there's a little bit bigger of a learning curve for a defenseman, as we know.
Sure.
A lot of times they don't come into their own until they're 24, 25, 26. So I think there is great value in him just sitting, even if they want to play him a lot. You know, you could almost rotate him and Riley if everyone comes back healthy. There's a lot of things you can do. And for as much, I don't want to call it complaining, but, you know, discussion we've had on this pod about the defense corps, how much does it change if George is a guy? Because suddenly you're looking at, oh, I don't like this defense and we can't change much and this and that. We got to move this guy, that guy. If you have a smooth skating 20-year-old with that much poise, it changes a lot.
Because we're talking about, you know, these guys in Bridgeport, you know, we're talking about guys like George, Bolduc. I mean, not even him anymore, but Odelius, you know, guys who we project are, in, you know, 2 years away. Probably, and all of a sudden he's here. You're right.
If they make it at all.
Right, and it changes the entire trajectory of the back end, and it's a back end that I've criticized heavily over the last season and a half. So, really thrilled that he's here. Now, obviously, you bring up the seventh defenseman aspect of it. Depends how much ice time he's going to get. You know, you don't want the 20-year-old up here just to sit.
No.
So, again, there's the possibility that they're going to just send him back down to Bridgeport and we cross our fingers and hope for the best. But yeah.
And you know what it is, too? I think once a guy gets his cup of coffee and sees what it takes, it changes them, right? Because he might see what it takes up here. And if it's just a numbers game and they have to send him down, he could go on the number one pair and you just hope he dominates down there.
Right.
Yeah. And forces your hand. And then maybe, you know, come the trade deadline, if it's still, you know, not much wiggle room for him to get in, maybe you move O'Reilly. Maybe this is far down the road, but you know, if That's what you want from young guys. You want them to force your hand. You want them
Or
to enable you to
you make someone else the seventh defenseman.
make someone else the seventh defenseman, or you can move money out. Maybe, get an asset for somebody else and play him. There's a lot of options he opens up, and that's a beautiful thing because I think that's what we struggle with as Islander fans right now is because you look at this roster and there's not a ton of options. Like with the forward group right now, I think you and I would both agree, we'd be praying for a guy to come up and look like George amongst the forward group.
100%,
But there's,
dude. If Alex Jeffries came up and looked this
yeah,
good,
no,
we'd be thrilled.
if anyone came up and looked anything like this, potted a goal or just had some strong plays, it would be world-changing, sadly. But it doesn't seem like that's coming to fruition anytime soon.
And listen, to the offense's credit, they've been holding their own with all the injuries. I don't know if we want to talk about anyone in particular from the forward group, but to me, as I coined in our group chat and on Twitter, the Redurgence.
Yes. I mean, we talk about this all the time. You got to throw away the price tag with him.
At this point,
He
yeah.
he's becoming a very good third line player. He's been very good this year. You have to give it to him. Technically, now he's on the first line. I know Horvat gave him a sick feed on that goal, but you still got to
That was
finish.
nasty.
He looks good. And you know who else looks good that I bash and I always say I'm not crazy about the guy? Pajot has looked very good the
He's looked
last couple
great.
games. You got to give credit where it's due. We're critical of guys where we always say we're emotional fans like everyone else. So if there's a bad spell, we're going to call guys out. We're going to be upset. We want the team to win. So
Listen, 100%, but again, I'll pour some ice on it. Against a Penguins team that is regularly starting Anthony Beauvillier, and against the Senators team that's just okay.
just still the Senators where they're just kind of an odd, they have talent, but they're an odd mix.
Listen, they're games that you're supposed to win, so I'm not going to knock them
Yes.
for that. But am I going to jump back on the bandwagon and say that the Islanders are back and take a victory lap, that they're good? No.
Right. No, but this is where if you want to look glass half full, you can say they're doing it with minus so many guys. I mean, they don't
Oh,
have their
yeah.
whole left side D. They don't have probably their best forward. I mean, other people might say Horvat or whoever else, but most skilled forward for sure, Barzal, they don't have. Maybe the second or third most skilled guy, Duclair, they don't have. So they're definitely missing pieces and them winning. And tonight I was very happy with them finishing the game because that's a game when it went 3-2.
Oh yeah.
Don't lie to me. Everyone was thinking it. 3-3's
100%.
coming.
I think back-to-back games where it's like you're down to the Penguins, you come back and then you win in overtime, unheard
Right.
of for this group. You
Right.
don't, you know, you blow a 3-goal lead and it's a 2-goal, it's a 1-goal lead all of a sudden, and that game doesn't wind up in overtime.
And they score an empty net goal.
And they score an empty net goal. Well, yeah, novel concept, throwing out your best guys for a man disadvantage.
Exactly. But
Yeah,
Law
but
seems to be good with that. A lot of the stuff we harped on last year, harped on with Lane, even some stuff we didn't love with Trotz, it seems like Law kind of goes the other way in a good way, in a way the fans prefer, which isn't always the right way. But things like that, I do agree with Horvat and Barzal on the
sure.
5-on-6, things like that. So
Yep.
for as many, because we did see people get on Wah on Twitter as well, and you gotta give him some credit because even I saw before the third, the D-men trying to help each other up. It seems like they're very much still together in that room, which is huge.
Yeah. On Durs, I think the stat was first 13 games last year, he had 1 goal, 2 assists, or vice versa. It was like 3 points.
It was a slow start.
Yeah, and I think he's already got 7 through 13 games.
He
So
has seven
slightly
goals.
over, no, 7 points,
Oh, I
I
was going to say
believe.
he's putting up Cole Eiserman numbers.
No, well, dude.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. So good for him. Agree with you on Pajot. They've just got to weather the storm. Wahlstrom with maybe the luckiest goal of all time.
It was kind of nice, though.
It was sick, but I don't. The guy just got. He's got more lives than a cat. He's got 10 lives.
He does.
Holmstrom, get this guy off the fucking power play. I can't.
Okay.
I
The
can't
Swedish
anymore.
cats. You can't get rid of these guys.
You really can't. All right. What else are we talking about?
What else did we have? I mean, we didn't really have like a true rundown today because I feel like we were
No, it's
just
a quick hit. Listen, it's two
yeah, it's a quick
games. I think
hit to
it's been
run
two
down. We're going to
games, a
get to
lot of
some
injuries.
questions in a bit.
Oh, that's right. We have questions.
We do have
You want
questions.
to talk about Yzerman?
Yeah, let's talk about I mean, I think that might be a mic. We'll repeat it in the questions if we have to, but yeah. So for as good as Isaiah George has looked coming up, defenseman. I think a lot of people, like we just said, talking about forwards, who's going to come up, whatever else. And I think one of our biggest issues is the best forward prospects are in college, and they can't
Yes.
just come up on a whim. If there's 10 injuries, you're not going to just pull a kid out of college. You got to get it from the bridge. So I think as far as the forwards, unfortunately, we have to be more patient. Obviously, Yzerman looks excellent. I watched a couple games. I haven't watched the whole. I'm not going to say I watched the whole games, but I will, hop up, pop on ESPN Plus, throw on the BU game. He looks good, and he looks good. I think he looks pretty good away from the puck as well. I think his skating's solid because I think that's the automatic comparison. He's Wahlstrom, he's
Yeah.
Bellows. He's got this great shot. He can't skate. Listen, he scored at every single level he's played at, and not just scored, set records. He scored at Cole Caulfield paces, whoever else you want to name before Patrick Kane, where
He's
every American kid.
7 games into his college career as a freshman. 7 games.
Seven
Five
games,
go five goals, two assists.
five goals, two
Nuts.
assists. I wish I could pull up that tweet right now. I forget. I want to say he's tied seventh in college hockey for points for players under 20. And it's
That's
his
absurd.
freshman year. And I believe he's still 17. Has he turned 18 yet?
Let's
He
find
was
out. Hold
17
on.
at the draft for sure. Because I remember them saying he was days
Yeah,
away
he's
from being
18.
25.
He's got
Just turned.
oh wow, sure, the birthday of my dad, August 29th.
That if that's not a sign that
So
this kid's going to be a stud.
yeah, there you go. Can you hear me? Hold on. I gotta exit out. Can
It was
I
just for a
rant
second.
real quick?
Go, Rant.
Okay. Maybe it's just my computer, but all these fucking websites that have like all these tiny little pop-up video ads
Oh
all
my
over the side,
God. You
it
can't
just
read an
freezes my
article.
shit.
You can't
It
read an
freezes,
and you can't read an article.
and it freezes my shit. Just everything on my
God.
computer starts lagging. And that's what happened when I'm looking up how old Cole Yzerman is. I'm on like Elite Prospects. I get 15 video ad pop-ups, and all of a sudden I'm frozen. Anyway, he's been spectacular, real exciting. And who's the center? I forget his name. The second
On
the
BU?
yeah, the Islanders
Bednarek?
drafted. Yes.
And he had that sick like draft video that just made the hype around
He
him so
did,
much
yeah.
better.
Dude,
Like
the Islanders draft picks have aura.
you could be an average prospect and you drop a video like that, you're in my top five. It's
Yeah.
just how it goes.
Yep.
And I mean, it's not hard to crack the Islanders top five, so he
No, the
was right
bar is the
into the top
floor.
five.
Yeah.
Yes. Like you said, it's
Yeah.
pretty bearish on most prospects, and it's quite easy when you're ranked like 29th in a league of 32.
Right.
So, and then the other guy, I mean, I don't think he started off too hot, but the other guy I often talk about liking him as a prospect a lot is Danny Nelson. I think he could be
Right.
a very solid 3C. He's been very solid at Notre Dame thus far. And it's one of these things that we got to keep in mind with these prospects. We can't expect all of them to be a top pair, a first line wing, a first line center. It's okay if some of these guys come in and they're 3C and they could be on a cheap deal for a couple of years. And that's what this team needs. And hopefully, as time goes on, a couple of these guys develop. Because when I look at their forward group, they're going to really need it up front at some point.
Yeah, I mean, with Danny Nelson, if I recall correctly, I mean, he wasn't a point per game as a freshman. He was
Not
close. He had like
far off, I don't
20.
think, though.
He had 23 points in 30 games. What does he have to start this year?
Think he's like 4 points in seven games. I looked it up the other day.
All right, so listen, not terrible, a bit of a slow start. And as we know with prospect development, it is not always linear. So
No.
we will find out.
And as we know too, the way college is with hockey, there's some juggernauts. Like Yzerman's putting up crazy numbers, but it's a really good team. Guys at BC are putting up crazy
That's true.
numbers. Really good team. If you're
Yep.
kind of an in-between team, it's hard to put up numbers.
Agreed. All right, should we get to some questions before we wrap up?
Sure, let's get into some questions.
Let's get into some questions.
I have them loaded up. Okay, so first question is from J Johns 196. Most disappointing and most surprising, parentheses, positive so far. Side note, love the podcast. Keep it up, fellas. Thanks,
Thanks.
JJ. You want to take that one first?
Most disappointing, and I think most people would agree, is Cizikas.
I call your Cizikas and maybe raise you Holmstrom because that's the, I mean, Cizikas, the regression was coming eventually. Holmstrom's the guy we need to take a step.
Yeah,
So
but
you could, I know your expectations are higher for Cizikas. They are.
they're not. It's again, it's like my expectations aren't high, they're just not I don't know. And again, I'm like the number one regression guy. So like maybe I should have been the
You are the
one.
regression
I'm the
guy.
regression guy. So like I should have been the one to
Yeah,
call this out.
your charts were off.
Right. But I've always said there's always one obvious and one surprising regression. And maybe Cizikas should have been more obvious, but he has been pretty awful this year. So he's my surprise bad. And again, that's just because I've never been like a as big a Holmstrom guy as some other people. So maybe for you, he's more disappointing. And
I
then
mean,
the
he's never been my guy. He's just the guy I was hoping would take a step. Like, if he could have come in this year and just told us he's a third liner, he's solid. Like I said last time we spoke on him, I said like he's that guy on like NHL, EA NHL, whatever, that his, you know, his ratings bars are all 75. I take it back. They're all like 55. Because oh my God. Like even the penalties. Because I tweeted something to the gist of today. Like he's
The
supposed to
tripping
be a
penalty tonight was
solid,
awful.
he's supposed to be a solid two-way player. You know how many times I've seen him take not even a couple on our power plays. And if it's not on our power plays, it's offensive zone, which is like hockey 101. You do not take a penalty in the offensive zone. It's just unbelievable. And it's frustrating because that's a guy you just want to pencil in as a bottom six guy, and you can't even
Agreed.
do that.
Yeah,
But
agreed.
anyone positive? Because he did mention who's your surprising
Yeah,
positive. No,
George.
George.
It's got to be
George just
George.
okay, but we would both say George. Let's pick someone else.
Sorokin.
Sorokin, that's fair because you were a hater of him. I was high on him.
Yeah, I
Kudos
mean,
to me.
but again, the bounce back was
The bounce back. And
huge.
he's looked. Can we talk about him for 1 second now that
Of
you brought him
course.
up? I know everyone's bringing up right away, bringing up that 2 years ago, that Vezina year. And I'm not trying to go crazy here,
You
but in
think
a
he's better than
way,
that?
I almost think he looks better than that. And I'm not saying he wasn't great that year, just from like a standpoint of a smart goaltender in position. He's not making these acrobatic saves like he often does, but he is just in position. He's not giving up
Sure.
juicy rebounds. He's making it simple. And it's nice because sometimes you want to rewatch a shot and be like, wow, that was a great save. And I didn't even really notice because the goalie was in such great position. And
Yeah.
he's becoming that. And it's like, you know, maybe when the back was bothering him, he had to go in the film room for a little bit and not work out as much. And that's where he got some of this. But
he had to stop pushing cars
he's
with
definitely,
Shesty.
yeah, exactly. Stop pushing cars and you know, just get in the film room with Law a little bit. Talk it up with
23
Law.
minutes and 59 seconds for Isaiah George tonight.
Love that. So that's huge. And again, that's something I say about Law where, you know, he's not afraid to do that. And I think,
No.
and I don't want to go all the way back to the little tiff they had, but I kind of think that's making a point, if that's fair to say, where it's just him saying it's okay to bring some of these guys up and legitimately play them, not shelter them.
Yeah.
If they look good, give them the time on ice. If he, you know, if it
Agreed.
was a Bold Duke and he makes that egregious turnover, yeah, you pull him right off. But George has not done one of those things yet.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
All right, this is from RJNYY0. Where do you think the Islanders finish for the draft? I've kind of given
Okay.
up on the playoffs after the injuries for the period of time that they are.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this, RJ. Too
RJ,
early.
I'm going to give you just some, it's too early, but I'm going to give you something, and I'm going to say they're going to be in their usual spot where they're playoff boredom. Because, you know, I know I'm guilty of it myself, and it was mostly in jest, but, you know, we've all thought about or posted those Higgins picks, and let's be real, they're not going to be that low.
No, they're too good for that.
They're too good for that, and there's so many bad teams that
Yeah.
are literally playing the season for that. So,
Right.
that don't have an 82-year-old general manager. Okay,
All
next
right.
one's from Chichen Chico. Isaiah George looked good in his first game. Is there anyone else we could bring up from the depth of hell, I mean Bridgeport, that could possibly
No.
fit in this lineup? Maybe someone who could provide a spark for this team.
Jeffrey's maybe.
Jeffries is a maybe.
That's it.
That's really it. I mean, again, I'm not going to say I watch Bridgeport. Maybe there's a defenseman that looks good because you can't judge that off a stat line, but I don't know if Maggio's even scored, which
Yeah,
isn't ideal.
I feel like I've adjusted my stance on Maggio since this offseason to the point where I think he's incredibly overrated.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give him more time, and he had a good second half last year. He started off really slow, but
I listen, I don't mean this to be stereotypical, but you're the one who brought up the Italian American. Maybe he's like a chicken cutlet. He's got to marinate a little bit longer.
ay.
Hey.
Anyway, next question. This is from Justin6913. If the Islanders end the season with another first-round exit or miss the playoffs entirely, what percentage would you say that Lou is gone in the offseason?
100.
100? I'll go
100.
nine. I'll go 90.
100%.
Well, first-round exit, you think 100%?
100%.
Because he
And
said
I'm
first-round
saying
exit
this,
or miss.
I'm saying even first round exit, I'm saying this as a gut feeling. I know nothing. I'm just saying.
No one can know anything as far as that, because that's saying 70 games from now and a result from now, what happens? So
No, but I'm just
if they
saying,
miss
if they,
entirely,
yeah.
if they miss entirely, I'd probably go 99.9. And the 0.1 is
Sure.
like Lou going Godfather and not allowing them to fire him for whatever reason. And
Sure.
maybe the complaints from some about the owners potentially being true, that they just let him run the show. I don't believe
Yeah.
that, but that's why I'm leaving 0.1. Next question. This is from Rob Tob. If a tree falls in the woods and no one is around to
Okay,
hear it,
Rob.
does it make a
Okay.
sound? Skip Rob, wasting our
Rob,
time.
go complain about the parking lot.
Okay. Next one is Tyler at Bars Down. Two-part question. I guess that will replace Rob's non-question.
There we go.
What do you guys think is more likely? A, Isles come back and make the playoffs. B, Isles continue to disappoint and miss the playoffs.
The latter.
B,
Yeah.
miss. Oof, this is tough because it almost depends when you ask. Like now they're on a two-game win streak.
Yeah,
But
but
I'm gonna say B because and the reason I'm gonna say
this is like
B,
such a
miss.
stupid answer, but if they win Saturday, I'm swapping to A.
Devils, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go B, and the reason I'm gonna go B and disappoint and miss is because of the injuries. Like this is a lot of injuries, and it's a lot of players playing over their head. I mean, we just had a guy that we didn't expect to play all this season play almost 24 minutes. I'm gonna go B just because the injuries right now. I'm gonna say they just miss. And part two of his question is, if they're within 6 points of the wild card at the deadline, do you think Lou sells or adds? What would you prefer? So let's say they're so within six. So let's say they're 2, 4, 6 points out. Let's say they're on the outside. What
No.
would you do? What would you do?
Hold.
Hold? Not even sell? No, you'd sell. You,
I would
Ethan,
sell.
we've had this
I would
conversation.
sell.
Don't
You're
tell
right. You're
me.
right. You're right. You're right. You're
I'm
right. You're
looking
right.
at
You're
you on
right.
Zoom right now. Do not
You're
tell
right.
me to
You're
my
right. You're
face
right.
you
You're
wouldn't
right. You're
sell.
right.
You would
I would
sell
sell. I would sell.
six. But now let me just twist his question a little bit. If they are in a playoff spot,
No, hold.
you would just hold.
I'm
No
not
buy.
buying this
Not
year.
even a soft buy. Not
I'm not
even like
buying.
a
No.
trade a third, trade a fourth, trade a fifth.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hold. But we both know that if they are in a playoff position, they are buying because of Lou.
The problem with Lou, and I don't even want to say that it's the problem with Lou. I think this offseason was the epitome of the issue with this organization, where they were trying to be buyers, but they didn't have anything worth selling.
Yes.
And again, like, are you gonna trade another first? No,
Well,
like you're
that's what it becomes, because when you get to the deadline, your assets change, right? Like when you're in the off season, let's
Going to trade
just
the 21st pick for,
right. Well, the scary part, the off season. So like let's say hypothetically, if they were to had made an Ehlers trade off season, they're using their first, they're using whatever else to free up room and probably another prospect. The scary
Yeah.
part when you do it at that point is you don't know where that first is going to be. And even if you top 10 protect it, you're really putting that next pick at risk, especially if the season implodes.
Right.
The assets change near the deadline because these teams that have these guys that are on expiring deals just want to get something. So instead of having to offer possibly a little, extra and something risky, you kind of have an idea. Like you said, your pick's at 20, 21, 22. So you're not as worried about it. But the thing at the deadline, I feel like, is you're mostly only going to get rentals. And the
Sure.
Islanders are not in a position where they should be shopping for more rentals and
No, not
then
at all.
re-signing said rental, because said rental is probably not the core piece they need. I mean, listen, if you told me they could be in a playoff spot and there's another Horvat out there and they could do that, I would say sure. But I think the odds of that are very slim. And as you said, the assets they'd actually have to trade to acquire said player would not be worth it. We're not, no circumstance am I moving Yzerman, and everyone after that is just not going to fetch you much.
No,
So,
I'm holding. Absolutely holding.
yeah, I would hold. But again, if they're in a playoff spot, I would nearly guarantee Lou would buy. The first round pick would be on the table. I don't think it should be on the table at all anymore. But I personally
Again, it
think.
depends. If they're on like a hot streak and they're looking good, whatever. I don't know. I reserve the right to change my mind here.
We all do.
Yeah.
But okay, next question. At Pacers Nation YKT, thoughts on Yzerman? Been really impressed with how he's playing so far at BU. I mean,
We
we
spoke
kind of
about him.
discussed that
Yep.
already. Yeah, really excited about him. Looks good. True goal scorer. Next question, Isles Dave. Why won't they put Romanov and Riley on IR at this point? I think that might
Well,
just
they're
be a
coming back.
salary. They're coming back, and salary cap reasons. They don't really need to,
Yeah,
I
I mean,
guess.
with Romanov, again, with Riley, I think he's going to be back sooner than people think. With Romanov, it's more of like a pain tolerance thing, I think.
Yes.
So, I would say that that's why.
Okay.
They'll be
And
back
then
soon.
at Joey B. Isles, do you think Barzy should part from Horvat after seeing Bo Lee and Pageau's chemistry? Who would you put with Duke and Barzy? I'm personally not moving. I know they've looked good, but let's be real. Lee
No,
and
put that
Pageau are
first line back
not.
together.
Put the first line back. If once everyone's healthy, put the first line back. Put Pageau and Lee back on the third, and maybe find them a new running mate other than, who was it? Holmstrom.
Yeah.
Because Lee and Pageau have been playing well and deserve to be, put with a guy. Maybe that's the type of thing that if a maybe a Jeffries can come up in that sort of situation and hop in on that line and look good.
Right.
But I believe that was it for questions, unless we got a quote.
Okay. Let's wrap it up then. Yes.
Yes, that was it.
Follow
Let's
us on
wrap it up.
Twitter at
Follow
Isles
us on
House,
Twitter.
at Ethan GSN, at Pizza Sports Guy,
And
at
then
Isles Den,
at Isles Den and
and
whatever Greeny's name
whatever
is.
Greeny's handle is, I don't know. Something
Something
Greenberg
Greenberg.
99, maybe.
Super producer,
Super
self-proclaimed.
producer. So that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
Ayo's house.
In the middle of our street.
Ayo's house.